94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Juan Castillo, and this is the Electric Drum. Now, this morning we have with us in the studio Yuzlendi Soriel, and this young woman has a very, very, different type of business, right, that she's gotten into. And, she's going to tell us all about it. It's called Pink and Pretty Hair, okay? Mm-hmm. And, she's originally from the Dominican Republic, and her parents came from the Dominican Republic. You were born here, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so how you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Very good, very good. So now, where are you from? Let's talk about your life a little bit. Where are you from?
Yeah, so I'm from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Right.
So I am a native of Bridgeport. My parents are from the Dominican Republic.
Right.
So, I speak Spanish, so I am a...
Bilingual. There you go.
Yeah.
So tell me, how was it growing up in Bridgeport?
I would say, for me, it was pretty tough. Mm-hmm. Just because when my parents came, from Dominican Republic, I was born here. They didn't have much. So my dad, he used to work at McDonald's for years. And my mom, she didn't work. So it was pretty tough. We never had transportation. We would take the city bus in the wintertime. So it was really tough for me because I would see other kids in school with nice things. And I'm like, you know what, Mom? Why do I have to have these certain shoes? She's like, these are nice. She would go to Payless, buy me these shoes. So it was definitely, I grew up in humble means. So
right.
Very humbling.
Wonderful. Life. Yeah, yeah. So tell me, what did you like in high school? Tell me about your high school years. What were some of your hobbies and stuff?
Honestly, I didn't have any hobbies in high school.
Okay.
And the reason why I feel like I'm in high school, I was more of the follower. I wasn't the leader. Mm-hmm. I would follow the crowd. I would skip school. I didn't have the best grades. I started having good grades senior year.
Right.
So that's when I really started, saying, education is very important. Education is the passport to my success. So that's when I started taking education serious. But at school, I didn't have any hobbies, but I did become senior class president.
Good.
Senior year. So, changed my life around a little bit.
Right. So now who motivated you? Was it your parents to kind of stay away from trouble? I know you talked to me about being a party girl and all of that, but you stayed away from the drugs and stayed away from the real serious stuff. How did you manage to do that?
My parents, they definitely had a positive impact in my life. But I do want to say I did have someone special in my life. His name was Mr. Joins, and he was actually my guidance counselor. Mm-hmm. He sat me down one day. He said, "You know what, Yuzlendi, you have something special, and you're a shining star. And I really think you should take, your life seriously, take your education seriously." But at the time, I didn't really know what to do. But he was, he was like a second dad to me. So it was like he was guiding me through my journey in high school, so I definitely appreciated him for that.
Right. So time for you to finish high school. What did you do? What were you thinking about doing, and what did you do?
So after high school, I did graduate high school. Of course, I did go to Briarwood College, but now it's called Lincoln College of New England. Mm-hmm. I did apply to numerous colleges, such as UNH, UHART, just a couple colleges, Southern, Central. They all declined me just because of my grades. So the only college that accepted me was Lincoln College of New England. Mr. Joyce said, life is what you make it. It does not matter what school you go to, as long as you get that piece of paper, as long as you get that degree.
Right.
So I studied criminal justice. At the time, I thought that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a probation officer. So I pursued the criminal justice degree. I did graduate college back in 2014. And once I was in college, by 2011, I already knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur, though. So I was going to college, but my passion was always entrepreneurship.
So now, where did you get that entrepreneurship type of spirit from? Because you're young, right? How old are you?
I'm 29.
See, there you go.
29 years old.
And you're not supposed to ask a woman her age, but I want to let people know that. See, our young people out here, are taking a different path.
Mm-hmm.
Than their parents. They're going out here and they're taking chances, in business. So you went to college and, mm-hmm. You want to do this probation officer, parole officer thing. But in the back of your mind, you said, look, I really want to work for myself and I want to have my own business. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you, what did you think about in terms of what you were going to do in regard to that area?
Right. So, like I mentioned earlier, since my mom and my dad, they didn't have everything. I just felt like since I was a little girl, I always had that leadership in me. But I used to do tag sales actually when I was a little girl, mm-hmm. and I would actually charge my friends to play with me. I would charge my friends' parents to play with me. I had a club. It was called Young Age, I remember. Mm. And it was pretty much, we'll do activities. And I always had that, you know what, I have to make my own money. Since my mom can't afford those shoes, I'm going to make sure I'm going to make that money somehow. So I would make my friends, you know, just to play with me, they would have to pay me $5 every single time.
That was slick.
And I would have about $80 a month. And that was my income, just to pay to, you know, just pay for the things that I wanted. That's where all, you know, where all started.
Right.
But after the entrepreneurship, the reason why I wanted to get into the hair business is because my hair was actually damaged by a hairstylist. Mm. She cut off all my hair and I started freaking out. And that's how I started, you know, wear extensions. And then the Pink and Pretty hair name came about just because my auntie passed away from breast cancer. And that's where the whole vision came into place, hair extensions and giving back to the community.
Right. So, I mean, there's a lot of people that are talking about extensions today, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got
saturated business.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you know, you've got African Americans, everybody mm-hmm. actually, you know, buying extensions. You know, people seem to think that is normally that African Americans are the only ones that are, but you know, like, you see people of all races actually buying hair, right? Mm-hmm. So tell me about the hair business.
The hair business is a multi-billion business.
Wow.
You know, it's a multi-billion business. It is a saturated business. At first, when I started the company, there wasn't a lot of companies out there selling virgin hair. It was really, you go to your local beauty supply store and they will be purchasing that Remy hair. It's called Remy.
What's virgin hair?
Virgin hair is unprocessed hair, so it comes strictly from the donor. So
it's real hair.
It's real hair. It's coming from one person, one donor. It's not chemically processed. So you can pretty much do anything to the hair, from dyeing the hair, coloring the hair, from applying heat to the hair and reusing the hair multiple times.
Wow. And so where do you go and get hair, right? I mean, honestly, where do you purchase hair from?
Well, for me.
Yeah.
You know, but it's out of the country, pretty much.
Right.
Out of
right.
the country.
Okay.
So.
I mean, I don't want to give up your secrets or nothing. No, but I was just wondering.
But it's out of the country.
It's out of the country, right. Okay. And so, I mean, and it's interesting because, I mean, you know, pretty much you've got a lot of shops, right, that mm-hmm. sell hair.
Yes.
Right. You know, and so you basically sell your hair online, right?
I do sell it online.
All right. So you're going a different direction. You're not about the brick and mortar situation where, you know, you got a store where people come and buy your hair.
No. Right?
So what made you decide to go in that direction?
At the time I couldn't afford the store.
Okay.
You know, you have to have a lot of capital.
Right.
You know, just to even have a store. So I figured, you know, let me just get myself out there on the blogs, just on YouTube. That's how I started, through YouTube.
Right.
I started sending out YouTubers a couple of hair extensions. They would try on the hair and they would actually do a review. And that's how, you know, people started to know who Pink and Pretty Hair was.
Wow.
And just going on the website. And, you know, I got in people from D.C., U.K., purchasing the hair, Maryland, Texas, so from all over.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, you actually just sell hair. You're not a hairdresser or nothing.
No.
So you found
I'm the
this,
supplier.
So you found this niche, right? Now, do you have hairdressers that also buy hair from you too?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We do have hairstylists that, you know, have partner with us,
right.
And you know, we have a great partnership, and they refer us to their clients because
right.
they trust, you know, our quality.
Right, right. So where does the business go from here? I mean, you know, what's the growth factor, and I mean, what's your goals in the future for the business?
You know what? To become a global brand.
Okay.
To become a global brand, I want to be all over. Mm-hmm. Not just, you know, in the United States, but I want to be that main distributor.
Right. Well, you know, I want to thank you, you know, for coming in, you know, because, you know, one thing about this show is that, you know, I want to highlight young people,
mm-hmm.
you know, who are thinking outside the box, right? You know, and, you know, deciding that, you know, they want to do something different. And especially, you know, being entrepreneurs where you own your own business, you know, you actually taking a chance because you're gambling, right? You know what I mean? Yep. You know, but, you know, I think that, you know, over the years, you know, folks, only the rich were doing that, right?
Absolutely.
You know? But, you know, you came from humble beginnings and, you
I want to
congratulate you, you know, on what you're doing, you know, and especially, I mean, the name, you know, Pink and Pretty here, right? You know, like you said, you mm-hmm. know, it came out of, you know, your
aunt. Experienced mom.
Yeah, right, yep. Right, you know, with breast cancer. So, again, thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you for having me. And we're also launching we're actually expanding our brand.
Good.
And we're launching our first eyelash collection, which is called Madison Lashes.
Wow.
Which is a sister company of Pink and Pretty Hair.
There you go, man. Supporting positive youth in our community. That's what it's all about. Juan Castillo, which it is the electric drum. Keep it right here.
Thank you for having me.